This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
This week we're reading a reflection by Alex Alviar, a writer and teacher living in Missoula and teaching at Salish Kootenai College and for the Missoula Writing Collaborative.
Alviar contemplates the notion of camouflage, especially as it pertains to fitting in culturally to one's surroundings.
When I meet strangers deep in rural white settings, perfect and polite English rolls easily from my face, and I watch their eyes and brains appraise me. Where is he from? Indian? Tourist? Mexican? Their eyes are like fish in the murk, considering the fake fly tied and cast through the ripple before them. What is he? Can we trust him? And so, I've learned how to listen and ask questions about branding parties, about sleepless nights spent calving, about haying and moving irrigation pipes. I have never done any of these tasks. But it's not just how I speak, but what I say through my body. I have learned when to dip my brow and chin in a friendly nod, when to mirror their postures and lean back in ease, when to wave subtly with just a slight lift of the fingers off the top of the steering wheel when passing each other on a dirt road, so that I become nothing special, nothing odd in this landscape, not a threat, but someone who belongs here, even if I may well be one of the first Filipinos in Montana. The locals have grown used to me and regard me as one of their own. Most of the time, even I believe it. Even I forget that I'm a constructed fly, cast ever so carefully into the currents of this place. And so, here I am, part of the landscape, and you cannot cast me out.
Alviar pairs his reflection with a poem by Jory Graham, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1996.
Graham's poem, Reading Plato, parallels Alviar's experience of trying to insert himself into a largely Caucasian culture.
On the surface, Graham's poem is about fly fishing. On another level, it contemplates what is real and what is unreal.
Reading Plato. This is the story of a beautiful lie. What slips through my fingers, your fingers. It's winter. It's far in the lifespan of man. Bareheaded, in a soiled shirt, speechless, my friend is making lures, his hobby. Flies so small, he works with tweezers and a magnifying glass. They must be so believable, they're true feelers, antennae, quick and frantic as something drowning. His heart beats wildly in his hands. It is blinding, and who will forgive him in his tiny garden? He makes them out of hair, deer hair, because it's hollow and floats. Past death, past sight, this is his good idea. What drives the silly days together? Better than memory, better than love. Then they are done. A hook under each pair of wings. And it's spring, and the men wade out into the riverbed at dawn. Above, the stars still connect up. They're hungry animals. Soon they'll be satisfied and go. Meanwhile, upriver, downriver. Imagine, quick in the air, in flesh, in a blue swarm of flies. Our knowledge of the graceful deer skips easily across the surface. Dismembered, remembered, it's finally alive. Imagine the body they were all once a part of. These men along the lush green banks, trying to slip in and pass for the natural world.
A poem, Reading Plato, by Jory Graham.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.